Our scripture reading for this morning will come from 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, and I'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry or putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. For in this way, in former times, the holy women, also who hoped in God, used to adorn themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you have become her children if you do what is right, without being frightened by any fear. You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered. This passage that we're studying this morning is politically incorrect. I'm sure it would get objected to by many in the world today. Is God's word truth? Is it forever that which will lead us to righteousness and life? I want you to take a moment, if you will, before we begin to discuss this passage, to recall someone in your past who helped you to do what was right without a word. Simply by their behavior, they were an encouragement to you, perhaps without even realizing that you were watching. We've all watched Christians endure very difficult trials in life with faithfulness, never realizing the number of people that they are touching. What kind of teaching tool is Peter advocating here? That you may, without a word, encourage even those who are disobedient to come to a knowledge of the truth. In 4-H, we used to have contests. Of course, the animals were involved in some of those contests, whether it be pigs or cattle or sheep. But we also had contests in speech, and then there was a category called demonstrations, where you got to talk through and actually show what it was that you were talking about. I can remember doing a demonstration on gun safety. I'm not sure I'd be allowed to do that today, because I brought a shotgun along with my partner to the contest, and we showed how to cross a fence properly by handing the gun to your hunting mate. Marquis states this: would you be beautiful? Only God has the secret. Some things just don't fit into words. For a fact, some of us are not good with words, and we see words more as a fetter than a tool. But behavior is universal in its communication. It's kind of like sign language. Many things are better shown than told. You've heard it, the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words. Probably the one most evident in our time right now is being able to go on the internet and watch YouTube if you have a particular repair that you need to do or activity that you're trying to discover just how to do it right. I find myself watching lots of repair videos, whether it be for the oven or the dishwasher or the car or the truck. But I also, for some reason, I watch tree climbing with a chainsaw YouTube videos. Have you ever heard of a fellow by the name of Austin Hunick? H-U-N-I-K-E, maybe I-C-K-E. Austin Hunick. He's a tree climber and an arborist who's not afraid to get up pretty high. A picture's worth a thousand words. Sometimes you can learn a great deal from someone who knows what they're doing just by watching their behavior. Here, wives are being told that they can have an influence over their husbands by behaving in a way that is acceptable to God. Now, this is the part that's probably not politically correct. We talked last week about authority and about how we are to submit to kings and governors. Why was that? Not because they were righteous. Even slaves were to be obedient to masters who perhaps were not godly. The Greek word there was scoliosis, crooked. Peter calls them unreasonable masters. Because it's in God's plan for us to submit in order for things to flow like they should. And by being submissive to governors and kings and perhaps even our master, we complement God's word. We show respect. Now, that's in doing things that are not contrary to the will of God, of course. But as long as we can honor God first, then we are to submit to the authorities that God has put in place. I believe that's what he's referencing here in verse 1 of chapter 3. In the same way, you wives, God has and I'm going to get in trouble for this probably, a chain of command even within the household. Husbands are the head, and Paul references this as well in Ephesians chapter 5, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Now let's pause there for just a minute before we stiffen our neck. Do you have a problem submitting to Christ? You say, no, he's God. He's the Son of God. He's my Savior. And he would never expect me to do anything contrary to my own best interest, ultimately. So it is within the family. God's plan, which is not often, or as often as it should be carried out, is for the husband to be a leader that can be respected. And God expects a Christian wife to be submissive, to follow the lead, if you will, of her husband. We expect our children to obey us, or at least that used to be what was expected within the household. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger or wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. We can see God's plan at work. It's not a matter of being subservient, but of yielding, following the lead of. We've all been parts of teams where there were perhaps more than one team captain. We've submitted to presidents of our social clubs, our activities. It doesn't mean that it's demeaning to be submissive. In God's plan, wives are to be submissive to their husbands, and that includes husbands who are not obedient to the word. And ultimately, it's for their good as well, not just for the wife to honor God, but so that she may, without a word, win over, so that they may be won by the behavior of their wives. Thinking of how Christ submitted even to those who were not godly, all you have to see is the cross and the scene surrounding his trial and persecution. Peter has just said in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 21, "For you have been called for this purpose," meaning called to suffer, as we talked about last week. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you are healed. He submitted himself for our good. Did he have the power to resist? Certainly. We sing the song, he could have called 10,000 angels. Totally innocent, and yet yielding for our good. In reality, when a wife submits to her husband, she's submitting to God's will. When she follows his lead and honors him, what kind of behavior is she to give? One of righteous behavior. We've been raised to walk, as Peter concluded here in verse 24. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Paul says in Romans 6:4, we have been raised to walk a new life after having been buried with Christ. What is true beauty? The passage that I have along with the marquee, Would You Be Beautiful, Only God Has the Secret, is 1 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4. Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry and putting on dresses. Even this morning, as I was watching the news, they had an interview with a doctor that was talking about how to be beautiful by watching what you eat. Oh man, that's an epiphany, isn't it? But specifically, eating protein as one of your first things in the morning with breakfast was seen to be positive for your glow, for the way you look, how to be beautiful. And then the carbs come later in the day. Well, you are what you eat, especially when it comes to what you feast your mind upon and whether you're studying God's Word and yielding to it rather than resisting the things that the Word says. God goes on then to give you the secret to true beauty. Verse 4, but let it be the hidden person of the heart. It's not about painting yourself and what you wear and the jewelry that you adorn, but it's what's on the inside. But let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality. Listen closely. How do you gain being beautiful? But let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. Not hair and jewelry and dress, but your heart. Your demeanor, a gentle and quiet spirit. Dress to impress, but who? Do I seek to please men or God? Paul wrote to Titus in chapter 2 of Titus, first verse 1 and then verse 10. But as for you, speak the things which are fitting for sound doctrine. That which befits, that which is becoming. Teach those things, Titus, which make the doctrine, the gospel, look good. In other words, about your behavior. Verse 10, not pilfering, but showing all good faith so that they will adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in every respect. When you say one thing and do another, when you don't live out your faith, oh, it makes an impression that it's the wrong one. That they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives. Turn with me to hymn number 78. For the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise, for the beauty of each hour, of the day and of the night. Hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light, Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise, for the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends of earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild, Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise, for Thy church that evermore lifteth holy hands above, offering up on every shore her pure sacrifice of love. Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise. I'm sure you've witnessed, as I have, those couples that just don't seem to get along. There's constant friction between them, bickering and fighting, as if each are wanting at least an equal say. The contrast to that is I have seen women in Christ who have been faithful throughout a marriage to a man who is not a Christian. And quite often, that man is won over. It may take decades, but he's won over by the example of his wife, because she continued to worship, she continued to study, she continued to focus upon doing things the way God would have them to do, with a quiet and gentle spirit. And just as the Word says, isn't that amazing? So that they may be won over without a word by the behavior of their wives. The last phrase of this song that we just sang, this our sacrifice of praise. When we do things in a godly way, when our behavior adorns the gospel, we are precious in God's sight. It is a positive influence upon those that are around us, and without a word, we may win over someone. We certainly influence the activities that we are involved in for good. Paul later tells Titus in chapter 3, verse 8, this is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things I want you to speak confidently, so that those who have believed God will be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men. Now, why would my good deeds be profitable for men? You say, because men will benefit if you show charity or benevolence, or you stand up for what is right. And that is true. But it's profitable for men ultimately because it shines a light. With me as a Christian behaving in such a manner, it shines a light on Christ, the cross, and salvation. Also in Titus 3, verse 14, our people must also learn to engage in good deeds to meet pressing needs so that they will not be unfruitful. Good deeds. Profitable for men, enabling fruitfulness. The example that Peter uses with regards to a woman winning without a word by her quiet, gentle spirit and righteous behavior, her husband, is that of Sarah honoring Abraham. Just as Sarah, verse 6, obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, you have become her children if you do what is right without being frightened by any fear. Recall, Sarah and Abraham were called by God when Abraham was just Abram and 75 years old, and told that their descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the heaven, and that through them all nations would be blessed. Genesis 12 and verse 4. 25 years pass before the beginning of that fulfillment with regards to having a descendant coming through themselves. Sarah got a little anxious and impatient and gave Hagar, her handmaiden, to Abraham, and Ishmael was born, but God said, no, this is not the plan. And whenever Sarah conceived, or at the time that the Holy Spirit comes to Abraham and said, now is the time for you and Sarah to have a child, Abraham is 100 years old. This is from Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, will a child be born to a man 100 years old? And will Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. But God said, no, but Sarah, your wife, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. Whose way? God's way. Okay. Would you like to be pregnant, ladies, at the age of 90? Gentlemen, become a father at age 100? What was God doing? He was demonstrating that it was his power, his promise being fulfilled, not through the strength and might and youth of mankind. The fact that the child is named Isaac is a little bit of a correction, because Isaac means to laugh, which is what both Abraham and Sarah did when they heard God's plan. Do we sometimes sneer at the words of God? Do we look at them and think, that's just not the way it is anymore? That just doesn't work. We've grown beyond that. Yes, even in light of our lesson today. Wives, be submissive to your own husbands. That's God's plan. Even as Christ is the head of the church, so the husband is the head of the wife. Now, that doesn't mean that he's necessarily smarter, but it does point to the fact, as you read verse 7, which we'll key in on a little more this afternoon, it does point to the fact that, in general, husbands are stronger genetically than women. You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way as with someone weaker, since she is a woman. Does that offend you? Is there genetically a difference between men and women? Oh, the audacity of it all. In general, a woman is 70% as strong as a man. Now, what God is saying to the husbands is, you cannot use that to your advantage to physically overpower. That's not appropriate. Husbands, In the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way. What's God doing? He's establishing now through the letter of Peter, as he has already done through the letters of Paul, that there is an appropriate way to live, whether it be in the area of citizenship or in family. And my caution would be, make certain you marry someone that, as a woman, you can submit to, that you will follow their lead. It's not up for debate. If you are a Christian woman seeking to do God's will, it is a requirement of you. If you are a Christian man, it is a requirement of you to be understanding of your wife and to treat her with respect. God's plan. Children are to obey their parents. Parents are to obey their God. Be submissive. Paul tells Timothy, another son in the faith, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 12, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching." All of us may win someone without a word by the way that we behave. We are to be an example of those who believe. In what areas? It's inner, isn't it? And outer conduct, in speech, in love, in faith, and purity. Show yourself an example. You are what you eat, however. Verse 13 of 1 Timothy 4. "Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and to teaching." You know why I love to teach directly from the Word, to do a study of book by book? It's because I have to handle subjects that wouldn't necessarily come up. I have to deal with that which is included in a logical sequence with what we are reading at the time. And I don't get to be politically correct. I don't want to be politically correct. But I have opportunity to preach those things that society would say, no, that's not the way it is anymore. And I'm afraid too often, even within the church, we have bought into things that are contrary to the will of God. How else do you read what we are studying this morning than to say that God has a plan? God has a flow chart, not for domination, but for submissiveness. And each of us fall into it in a specific way. God has made us male and female. He created us. Now, if a woman cannot see herself being submissive to her husband, then she has a choice. Don't marry. But if you marry and you are a Christian, then what does God find beautiful? Would you be beautiful? Only God has the secret. Demonstrate in the life that you live that you belong to the Heavenly Father first and foremost. And even for a husband who is not yet a Christian, you may win him over by your respectful and chaste behavior with the inward person of the heart, a gentle and quiet spirit. This is God's plan. Someone is learning from your behavior. What are you demonstrating? What kind of, without a word, teaching did you display this past month? May we all walk in faithfulness, being righteous, allowing God to work through us, adorning the doctrine of God with the inward person of the heart. without a word,